Chapter 5. A Crime is Discussed.
It was only viewing, you see, said Gladiah contritely. She was wrapped in something that left her arms and shoulders free. One leg showed to mid-thigh. But Bailey, entirely recovered and feeling an utter fool, ignored it stoically. He said,
It was the surprise, Mrs. Delmar.
Oh, please, you can call me Gladiah, unless that's against your customs.
Gladiah, then. It's all right. I just want to assure you there was nothing repulsive about it, you understand, just the surprise. Bad enough for him to have acted the fool, he thought, without having the poor girl think he found her unpleasant. As a matter of fact, it had been rather... Well, he didn't have the phrase, but he knew quite certainly that there was no way he would ever be able to talk of this to Jessie.
I know I offended you, Gladiah said, but I didn't mean to. I just wasn't thinking. Of course, I realize one must be careful about the customs of other planets, but the customs are so queer sometimes. At least, not queer, she hastened to add. I don't mean queer. I mean strange, you know, and it's so easy to forget, as I forgot about keeping the windows darkened.
Quite all right, muttered Bailey. She was in another room now, with all the windows draped, and the light had the subtly different and more comfortable texture of artificiality.
But about the other thing, she went on earnestly, it's just viewing, you see. After all, you didn't mind talking to me when I was in the dryer, and I wasn't wearing anything then either.
Well, said Bailey, wishing she would run down as far as that subject was concerned, hearing you is one thing, and seeing you is another.
But that's exactly it. Seeing isn't involved.
She reddened a trifle and looked down.
I hope you don't think I'd ever do anything like that. I mean, just step out of the dryer if anyone were seeing me. It was just viewing.
The same thing, isn't it? Said Bailey.
Not at all the same thing. You're viewing me right now. You can't touch me, can you? Or smell me, or anything like that. You could if you were seeing me. Right now, I'm 200 miles away from you, at least. So how can it be the same thing?
Bailey grew interested. But I see you with my eyes.
No, you don't see me. You see my image. You're viewing me.
And that makes a difference?
All the difference there is.
I see. In a way, he did. The distinction was not one he could make easily, but it had a kind of logic to it. She said, bending her head a little to one side,